This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you would, allow me to set the stage for you. 84 years ago, December 7th, Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And in Pearl Harbor was six aircraft carriers with their accompanying fleets. And we lost 3,581 people and all kinds of military aircraft, ships, and facilities. All of that destroyed in less than 2 hours. Now, at that particular moment, we were not actually in any sort of a highly industrialized sort of thing. You know, we weren't churning things out full speed. Now, after all this happened, Japanese Admiral Isoroku Yamamoto wrote in his diary, reportedly, "I fear all we have done is awaken a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve." And we had a really serious, extensive energy base. And we spent the next 4 years becoming a war machine with the only purpose to defeat the Axis powers. That was then, this is now. Today's great industrial base is skeletal. And Trump is trying to make, you know, he's trying to make that better. But we have too many American globalist politicians that have, they've been lining their own pockets, and they've been encouraging American companies to go invest in foreign nations. In 1945, the United States produced 67% of the world's pig iron, 72% of the steel. By 2014, not quite 70 years later, 69 years later, 69 years later, we were only producing 2.4% of the pig iron, 5.3% of the world's steel. And in contrast, by 2021, the Chinese company, China Baowu, became the world's top steel producer. Well, what are they doing with all that steel? November 5th, 2025, they formally commissioned their third aircraft carrier, and the accompanying fleet, being on course to have five or six carriers and their accompanying fleets by the 2030s or before. And in fact, President Xi Jinping has overseen an overhaul of the People's Liberation Army since coming to power in 2012 and has pledged to build a fully modern force rivaling U.S. military by 2027. They're building amphib landing craft as tall as 15-story buildings, and numbers of amphibious landing craft ranking second only to that of us in global amphibious capability. According to the U.S. Defense Department report released in November 2021, China has the biggest maritime force on the globe with 355 ships and is projected to increase to 420 ships by 2027, 460 by 2030. Which sort of explains Donald Trump's push to revive shipbuilding here in the United States. So is this naval armada? Are they just going to be cruising around on the South China Sea with this? Or would they use this to take Taiwan? Taiwan is the last refuge of the democracy that China once was before the communist takeover in 1949. And President Xi himself said in an opening speech of the Communist Party's 20th Congress in Beijing, "We insist on striving for the prospect of peaceful reunification with the greatest sincerity and best efforts, but we will never promise to give up the use of force and reserve the option to take all necessary measures." Now, why on earth do we care about Taiwan? Well, Taiwan, in 2021, for some reason, I decided I wanted a pickup truck. And when I went to the Ford dealership that day, all they had on the lot was five pickup trucks that had been a long time in coming because of a semiconductor shortage that was going on at the time. And this is, you know, 2021 coming out of COVID. Taiwan manufactures most of those. And those things are used in everything from a military application to cars, to coffee makers, to combine harvesters. Taiwan makes somewhere around 92% of all advanced semiconductors and a handful of coastal-based factories, which would be destroyed before we could respond if China decided to do that, or if they decided to take them over. Then China could secretly hardwire in back doors to those chips where specific signals could render them useless. But now the question becomes, how is China going to have enough power to, you know, to make this war machine run? Well, they build a new coal-based power plant every other week. And they have dramatically increased their power production. And one reference stated, in all fairness, China said it will drastically cut coal use in 2026 to meet the clean energy goal. But President Xi said he plans to have a military rivaling the U.S. in 2027. And he's going to start worrying about clean energy in 2026. Sure, that's happening. Will we have a face-to-face conflict with them? Well, they've written books about it. But then again, we've done war games about it. We're always doing war games about somebody. We have contingencies for everything out there, including you, believe it or not. And I'm sure they eye us. We're the only ones that could actually fight them. But lurking in the back of my formerly military mind, I say to myself, they're untested. But is there any evidence that China could be attacking the U.S. in other ways other than using military? Right? COVID-19, elections, 200,000 acres of U.S. farmland, much of which is near U.S. military bases. What's going on in those grain silos? Are all of these things part of the art of war with unrestricted warfare? But then comes a question. If we are attacked today, tomorrow, is there a sleeping giant to awaken? And if we're not awake by now, what's going to rouse us? So many things to be concerned about. I do believe we could do everything we need to do, but we've got to bring it back here to do it. We need to be doing our own semiconductors. I know everybody's like, well, you know, our bottom line, we've made billions and billions and billions doing it this way. Well, you may not have it that way much longer. So, What is it going to take to rouse us, you think? I don't know. I do not know. In matters of just regular old self-defense, it happens all over the place with all manner of things all the time. It doesn't go exactly the way the media would like for it to go in most cases. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals. The fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tom and Anderson. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill. So until about 4 years ago, I had a family member who was writing design specifications for all of the military arm, all the tracked military vehicles in the U.S. arsenal. And they had studied all of the Chinese, Russian, everybody's armor that was out at the present time. They were estimating that in a real-time battlefield skirmish, that the Chinese equipment would have a 40% failure rate due to mechanical problems alone.
Yeah, we saw that with the Soviets too in the 80s. And I mean, in the 80s, everybody was talking about it was going to be a tank war in Europe. And they had just fielded the T-72. We had just fielded the M1. And the T-72 had this, it wouldn't disable itself. It would grab the crew member that was supposed to be watching it load and load the crew member into the breach and kill him.
Yeah, so Chinese got a lot of equipment. None of it's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing I keep pointing out about them. They have stuff, but they've never been tested. I mean, right now we can look at the Russian tanks, and they have that circular magazine in the floor of the tank to where you can drop a grenade from a DJI drone that you can buy at Best Buy and take out the tank. So, yeah, design goes a long way.
goes a long way.
Yeah, it covers a lot of bases. Well thought out design goes a long way. Thankfully, we have well thought out design.
Yeah, they always, the fight that they had in the design specs for our equipment was how much are you willing to spend to make a vehicle be sustainable in battle, but also be a weight that you can do and a number that you can afford.
Well, I mean, they've done a fairly good job with it, though. I mean, the M63
they've done a great job up until now.
Well, what with America? What are they not doing right now?
No. I say America's doing a great job of it now with the M1's the best equipment on the battlefield.
Well, I mean, the Bradley can do some crazy things. I mean, I drove a M577 in the 80s, and that was just we referred that to that as a coffin. It was armored, and if somebody shot at you with a 22, it would have stopped it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many 22s the Russians were fielding back in the day, but it was quote armored, close quote. So anyway,
yeah, more like a tin can.
Yeah, but it had a good heater though during the winter. So anyway, listen, thank you very much for the call, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's a good point. Anyway. Let's go to Houston, Texas. We're on X. They're saying one suspected intruder is in custody, the other is still on the run from police. They're talking about a home invasion where a suspect got shot in Galena Park. One of two alleged intruders were shot multiple times during a gunfight around 1:20 a.m. KHOU reported that the homeowner was shot in the exchange of gunfire as well, but he was able to drive himself to a nearby fire station for help. As for the alleged intruders, which if he didn't invite them, they were not alleged. One was shot multiple times and located by police after knocking on the door of another home seeking help. He was apprehended by police and taken for medical treatment. They believe the second alleged intruder was able to flee the scene in a vehicle. Now, this obliterates a narrative. If they were to actually report these often enough, you would understand one thing about you and self-defense. And I don't care what you're using for self-defense, but the thing they want to demonize, of course, is a gun. And they'll tell you that guns are virtually never used for self-defense. They'll tell you that the number one cause of deaths for children. That you are far too incompetent to use guns safely. But then reality comes crashing in. And the truth is, credible, falsifiable research has consistently revealed citizens use guns in lawful self-defense against criminals as many as... They're now saying that up to 3.6 million times a year. 92% of the time, they don't shoot nobody. And 200,000 women, ladies, you guys use a gun to protect yourselves against sexual abuse annually. The thing about self-defense with a gun, though, is that's not reported to the police. And if they're not reported to the police, they're not going to be reported by the legacy media. In blue states and cities, even local media is loath to report on these incidents. But they do use sound methodology to figure this out. I mean, that 3.6 million, that's only been improved upon during Obama's time with his CDC. During the Clinton administration, the DOJ undertook a study. And they found out that they said they were used 1.5 million times annually. Dr. John Lott, he says, you know, he's the one that he puts it between 760,000 and 3.6 million defensive gun uses of any type of gun per year and an average of about 2 million. Now, the difference between the surveys comes from the screening questions. Okay? The National Crime Victimization Survey first asks you if you have ever been victimized by a crime, and then if you say yes to that, then they ask you if you'd used a gun defensively. In contrast, the other surveys say, have you ever been in a violent situation or threatened with it? Survey data indicate that in 95% of cases when people use guns defensively, they simply pull it. And then the criminal, they say the criminal backs off then. Well, no, the criminal sprints. And that never makes the news. If you ever do that, if you ever pull a gun in self-defense on somebody and they turn and they run, call the police. Because if you don't, they may call the police. They're going to say, I was just walking around, a guy pulled a gun on me. Then he's going to give them your description, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a bunch of flashing lights around you. So if you have to do that, call the police. But, you know, remember this. Facts are always deadly to their cherished narrative. And only 31 out of 100 say they trust the media a fair amount or a great deal. And then not trusting the media at all are 36% of the public, while the rest said they don't have much trust. You could reasonably believe that Americans have comparatively little trust in government. But with some of these blue hellscapes where you go and you see them and they're doing all these crazy things, except for making sure that everybody that lives there is okay, you begin to see why being able to take care of yourself becomes sort of important. Right now, we are asking the government. We had an election, and we're asking the government to get these illegal aliens out of the country. That's going to change soon. Not in a good way. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the absence of a functioning, effective judicial system and civilian law enforcement, in a lot of cases, in a lot of places, citizens go to vigilantism or even vendettas as they try to maintain order and respond to insults. And in some countries like Egypt, blood feuds are common and involve multiple generations. The problem, when citizens lose faith in government institutions to uphold public safety, vigilante tactics emerge as a last-ditch response. And we're beginning to see this in some Western nations as they continue to grapple with unrestricted immigration, where crimes by migrants against native-born populations go unaddressed. Police aren't protecting communities, and governments penalize the dissenters. So from Democrat-run U.S. cities to European hotspots, unchecked policies cause a bunch of unrest and violence and self-administered justice, and they're signaling a breakdown in social order. Now, leftist sanctuary policies in U.S. cities like New York have made the crisis worse. Since January 2025, New York has released nearly 7,000 criminal illegal aliens without notifying ICE, including rapists and murderers and terrorists and repeat offenders, responsible for 29 homicides, 2,509 assaults, and 2,007 sexual predatory offenses. They do have another 7,169 that are in custody, with detainers ignored, tied to 148 homicides and 260 sexual offenses. ICE Director Ted Lyons highlighted cases like the Crips gang member Anderson Smith Sutuye Martinez, released despite weapons and assault charges, and Jose David Hernandez, no kidding, Hernandez, freed after arrest for rape and strangulation. Assistant DHS Secretary Tricia McLaughlin condemned Letitia James because she said this is her, she's the one running this public safety disaster by allowing the predators to terrorize innocent Americans. And when you release violent criminals into society, there's going to be horrific crimes. In New York, a subway rider was punched onto tracks by a perpetrator with over 50 arrests, and a woman was set on fire in Chicago by one with 70 arrests. In North Carolina, a Ukrainian refugee was stabbed by a repeat offender. Now, a lot of this has come about because of, you know, bail reforms and intentional decisions by leftist judges, arguing it's not an accident, but a deliberate undermining of society, because what they want is for you to be fearful and to go to them. Now, when police and courts fail, which I would call that a failure to, you know, if you're releasing criminals back into communities, citizens begin to turn to being vigilantes. Like Anthony Keynes, a serial spitter targeting white women in Brooklyn, arrested November 13, 2025, but released with an ankle monitor. Then, video footage shows two men beating him bloody on the street, declaring, "We're tired of this stuff. We're worse than jail." They were frustrated that formal justice fell short. This pattern extends beyond New York. In California, an illegal alien trucker, under Biden-era policies, granted a CDL under Newsom, killed a newlywed couple in a crash. This highlights how lax enforcement enables deadly negligence. Protesting against ICE in New York turned violent, and the leftists hurled objects at agents, while politicians like Dan Goldman blamed federal militarized operations instead of the criminals. Governments penalize complainers, protesters are labeled as thugs, and critics face backlash for highlighting migrant crime, stifling public discourse. Now, this is not constrained to just here. Across the Atlantic, similar tensions boil over. In Ireland, unrestricted immigration has sparked fears of civil war. A 26-year-old African asylum seeker with a deportation order allegedly raped a 10-year-old girl in Dublin on October 20th. Protests erupted in the City West Hotel Migrant Center with crowds chanting, "Get them out." And they clashed with the 300 police that were there to protect them. Commissioner Justin Kelly called this all thuggery. But protesters see it as resistance to government failures. And a group called the New Republican Movement released a video of armed masked men vowing action against undocumented military-aged men, flooding communities, and sexual indoctrination in schools. Now, this is historical IRA Republicanism, but targets new threats with young Irish radicals filling the void left by the ineffective law enforcement. In the UK and broader Europe, unrest shows this as well. Riots in cities like London over migrant-related stabbings and assaults, and the police are accused of two-tier policing. Lone actors dispensing justice and organized vigilantism involving beatdowns and protests turning violent and armed declaration. All of that comes from being betrayed. When governments prioritize migrants over citizens and they release predators and they punish dissent, you're losing trust there, guys. And without some sort of institutional reform, societies may fall into chaos. You got to have one set of rules, one set of laws, and you got to reinstate the rule of law if you're going to restore order. But I've always thought, and maybe I'm just being silly here, but I have always thought that protecting the innocent against attacks in your, with your constituents, I've always thought that would be a bipartisan issue. And I guess maybe it isn't. Doesn't seem to be. In any event, that's what's in the offing. We now know who had 100% success in getting Obamacare subsidies. You're not going to like it. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. We have a new Government Accountability Office report. The timing is impeccable. It has identified rampant fraud and systemic failures in the Affordable Care Act. While they're, quote, battling over the future of the Obamacare enhanced premium subsidies, the report, which was released last week on Wednesday, revealed that fictitious identities, invalid Social Security numbers, and even deceased individuals were easily approved for taxpayer-funded subsidies. Every single application that was submitted, the investigators submitted using fabricated or invalid Social Security numbers in 2024, all of them, every single one, was approved for coverage. And Representative Brett Guthrie out of Kentucky said Republicans have sounded the alarm on the flawed structural integrity of Obamacare and how Democrats' failed policies to temporarily prop up the program have exacerbated fraud, hurt patients, increased the burden on American taxpayers. The concerning findings from GAO's report further confirm that Republican efforts to strengthen, secure, and sustain our federal health programs are critical and necessary to ensure access to quality health care at the prices Americans can afford. So, what we're talking about is these subsidies were passed without a single Republican vote in 2021, and they're set to expire at the end of this year. They were originally limited to households earning between 100% and 400% of the federal poverty level. But then the Democrats removed the upper income cap and increased the subsidy amounts and in some cases reduced premiums to zero. And fraud is especially widespread among enrollees, reporting incomes between 100% and 150% of the federal poverty level, who qualify for zero premium plans. Critics say that zero premium plans create opportunities for bad actors to sign up unsuspecting victims without their knowledge. In 9 states, now this would be a tell to me, in 9 states, the number of signups at that income level exceeded the number of eligible residents, according to a joint report from the Foundation for Government Accountability and the Paragon Health Institute. They also found that 100% of the fictitious applications it submitted were approved in late 2024, and 18 of the 20 fake applicants were still receiving subsidized coverage for 2025. ACA marketplaces approved coverage even when no documents were requested or fake documents were submitted, including those related to the applicant's citizenship status. They're calling this the smoking gun that shows how this broken system, shielded by Democrats, has led the federal government shoveling tens of billions of tax dollars to insurance companies through identity fraud and caused health care costs to skyrocket for all Americans. They also uncovered 66,000 Social Security numbers with more than a year's worth of subsidized coverage in 2024, including one number used for the equivalent of 71 years of coverage in a single plan year. One number used for 71 years of coverage. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which manages this marketplace, does not block new applications using the same Social Security number, according to the report. There was an additional 58,000 Social Security numbers receiving benefits in 2023, which matched Social Security death data, resulting in $94 million in taxpayer-funded subsidies being sent to health insurers on behalf of dead people. Now remember? Remember when this was all coming up? You were told you could keep your plan, keep your doctor, and premiums would go down. And not one part of that happened. Jim Jordan said this new report confirms what we already knew. Under Obamacare, hardworking Americans saw their premiums skyrocket and their health care choices shrink, all while fraud benefited insurance companies. See, Obama would get out there and he would tell you, your stuff's going to go through the roof. That was how the green energy thing was going to go. Your regular energy costs were going to go up because he was going to make it very, very expensive to use the regular stuff. So you'd be running to the green energy, and then you need the subsidies, and you know, before long you're just getting $3,000 a month in guaranteed income, and you're living in the box that they pay for, and you know, it's just a utopia. Yeah. Now the Democrats are warning that without extending the expanded subsidies, millions of Americans will face steep premium hikes and loss of coverage. They're saying they're going to rise 20%. And Paragon's early analysis found that the expiring subsidy would account for just 3.3% of those new premiums. So the group also found that Obamacare plan premiums have grown nearly twice as fast as employer-sponsored plans since the ACA took effect. It was never, ever, ever supposed to be like this. And what I don't understand is why the federal government just doesn't say, you know what, we're going to wipe our hands of this, we're going to drop it, ACA no longer there, we'll vote for it, boom, vote taken, and we're throwing it all back to the private sector. Government doesn't need to be involved in your health care at all. Because if they're involved in your health care, you know, I remember when people were talking about the death panels. And then everybody gets out there and says, no, there's not going to really be death panels. No. But then now we see medical assistance in death coming out of Canada, where that's becoming one of the highest numbered ways to die in Canada. Just being killed by the state. So they don't need to repeal and replace. They need to simply repeal and get out of the way. That would be my thing. That would be what I would advocate for. I don't, you know, I use Occam's razor on a regular basis. They're using Occam. They're just using it in a different way now. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.